This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Microphone. And a phony at the mic.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I just go with what I do.
Incorrect. Wait for it. And I hope you're hungry because the second half of this word is edible. Incredible.
Jeff Lutz.
Have you ever been nominated for anything of the year?
Yeah.
What?
Man of the Year by the NCAA. I didn't win it, but...
Oh, my gosh.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Don't touch that dial.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. This is a Wednesday edition. Cooler today. Temperature right now in the mid-80s. It felt almost cold this morning when I was out for a little bit. Not cold, but had
not
a nice
quite.
Breeze.
I get what you're saying. It was borderline crisp. It was almost there, but
compared
not quite.
Compared to where we've been... Felt pretty good.
Supposed to be in the 70s, 80s, next 10 days, according to the reliable Jake Dunn.
I saw a little higher than that, but again, I don't have Jake Dunn's resources.
You don't. Few do.
So maybe Jake's on to something. But I don't want you to misspeak for Jake Dunn either, because I'm seeing 88 tomorrow, then 89, 85, 83, 82, 86, 90, 92, 95, 95, 93, 95, 97.
Well, Jake tells me it's going to be in the 70s or 80s for the next 10 days.
Well, maybe he meant nighttime temperature.
No, he didn't. And we'll see if that comes to fruition.
Well, you know what? I'm going to write that down.
Okay, you should.
When were you talking to Jake about the weather?
Jake gives I think it might have been yesterday. Because he wasn't in the morning meeting yesterday, but he always leads off our morning meeting with the weather and what we can expect.
I thought you meant he talked to you.
No.
Specifically.
No.
Just a group you were in.
Yeah.
How many of you are in those morning meetings?
It varies. Maybe about 12.
Do you ever have any input in those?
Occasionally.
Do they ever say, Jeff, what do you have about
that? Not usually, no.
Do they ever say, Jeff, do you like this idea?
No. I'm not on that level. I am looking maybe to start advancing,
really,
at some point. But I don't know. I gotta have some conversations.
Why don't you come up with a real plan at some
point? I'm trying to work a plan. I'm trying to figure that out. But we don't have a managing editor right now, and I'm not saying I'm going to go from where I am to managing editor, but I've seen the duties that person performed and feel like I can check off some boxes, do some other things.
Well, that would probably mean the hours that would keep you from doing this show.
It could, but we'll figure it out. We'll see what happens.
Well, who would you talk to about
that? I don't think whoever's in charge of Channel 12 is going to look at me at age 45 and 50 and say, yeah, that's our up-and-coming digital guy. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, talk to some people.
I'll do it.
The first step is talking to people. Just sitting in the background going, I'm going to develop a plan.
I still have over a year left on my contract, so I can start.
Yeah, you always want to... Moving
towards that.
You always want to show your aggression.
Yeah.
When it comes to...
Enthusiasm. I don't know about aggression.
Aggression.
I don't want to be aggressive toward anybody, but...
Trying to think back on my life at the Wichita Eagle and the moves I made. The biggest move was to leave sports. for a while.
Yeah, it didn't...
In 1984.
To go to the neighbor's section.
For the great unknown.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be the best move I ever made.
How long were you with Neighbors?
A couple years.
Interesting.
Then I covered the police beat for 8 months. Didn't like that. Went back to sports. And the rest is history.
Was the police beat? I mean, I know you had different type of hours covering sports, games. Were you getting called out when crimes happened? Or was it just mostly a day job?
I have very few memories of that era. That was a tough era. My father died. In that general time frame, I got a divorce in that general
time. From who?
And then didn't like my job in that general time frame.
Not a good run for you.
That's three tough ones.
It is.
But I picked myself up.
Which happened first, the divorce or your father's untimely?
My father.
Okay.
But we were going through a rough patch at the time.
Well, yeah. You sure were.
I can laugh about it now. I wasn't laughing about it then.
Nor was I.
What do you mean you were a young kid?
I remember.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, we tried to make it as soft for you as we could.
Well, when you're screaming, that's not, it's nothing that...
There wasn't any screaming.
Yes, there was.
I didn't scream. I'm not a screamer, so I don't know who you heard scream.
Well, I heard arguments.
Okay, well, the arguments is one thing, but I...
Well, they were loud.
I've never been a screamer.
For a three-year-old...
First of all, I don't like screaming because I grew up in it. And secondly, my voice doesn't really scream.
Well, it was loud enough for a three-year-old to register that it as uncommonly loud.
I'm not saying I didn't get into an argument, but...
I don't need to be hearing that.
Well, sometimes things happen. Are you
I don't know.
Scarred by it?
I don't know.
Well, think about it.
I do not know.
Are you scarred by the...
I don't know if the person I turned out to be is a scar or just normal. I have no idea.
Well, nobody knows. Both of your parents did their very best.
Yeah, I was privileged too.
That you can bank on that. Regardless of any mistakes we may have made, there is no doubt that both of your parents did their very best. Are we really talking about this on a national radio show?
Who cares?
Even Max is walking out of the studio.
He is? I think he finds this massively entertaining. And
I don't know if he does or not.
Insightful. Why wouldn't he? This is golden material.
My parents didn't get a divorce, and there were many, many times when I thought, why aren't they getting a divorce? But they hung in there. And in their own way, they loved each other.
Of course.
And there was, I grew up, man, I had a different show on every day. If that's the beautiful thing about a parent like my mother.
How far back?
You've got the best drama. You've got a comedy. You got a variety show. She was everything.
How far back in our lineage do you think you have to go? For someone to have heard their father tell their mother, I love you. Did you hear that?
My dad telling my mother?
That I love you? You heard it?
Yeah.
Obviously, I never heard it because you guys got divorced when I was young. But I'm just saying, I don't think the further you go back and the more hardened our Lutz lineage becomes.
No, my parents,
I don't know.
It was obvious to me they loved each other, and they said it. That wasn't a shortcoming.
But I just figured it'd be like one of those, well, I'm still here, aren't I? One of those.
My dad was very comfortable sharing his emotions for my mother. Now, would he tell me he loved me a lot? Not a ton, but I knew it. Wasn't anything I owe him. I wonder if my dad loves it. Of course he does. And I knew my mother in her way, loved me. I never felt unloved. I felt tremendous tension at times.
Do you have a general vulnerability to saying I love you to people?
It can be challenging. my wife says it every night, every day, every hour, every.
And, so I,
and I'm not, and I'm not that. I can't do that. It's impossible for me. So I pick my spots.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
But there's no one I love more than Debbie Lutz. I mean, that just there's not. And I'm able to tell my dog that I love her 15,000 times.
Yeah, no kidding. There's no vulnerability there.
Oh, there's some.
No, there isn't.
What if she snarls?
That's unlikely.
But she's able to tell me in her own way.
Yeah, of course.
So it's a beautiful, beautiful relationship that I have with Misty. And I wish I'd known this human dog thing a lot earlier, because I would have had, well, I couldn't. I was gone so much. But Misty is a beacon of light in my life.
I get dogs, and I love dogs, and I understand the bond between humans and dogs, and I would never want to disparage that in any way. I'll preface it by saying that. Went to a pet supply store to get kitty treats the other day, and the first 10 rows are all dog stuff, and then you have cats, birds, rabbits.
Well, more people have dogs.
I know, but what's wrong with cats? I mean...
There's nothing wrong with cats.
Why do people...
Because I've been around cats. I've had cats once. They're fine, but they don't give you what a dog does.
Our cats come up to us all the time and sleep with us and lay with us.
Well, then, good for you.
Are with us. I think it's just, do you show them love? I don't think it's that. I don't know. Maybe we just got lucky. Maybe we have the only four cats who show affection in any way whatsoever.
Cats are fine.
But I think it's just as rewarding.
But Misty has ultra personality.
So do our cat.
Nah.
Yeah, they do.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't have her personality.
Okay, no dog has any other dog's personality.
Do they run upstairs and start getting ready to do a show?
We don't have stairs, so no.
So Misty is now programmed to do two shows a night.
Really?
Yes. And regardless of whether we want one,
Is it the same show, or does she change it up?
No, she changes it up. It depends.
So you...
A lot of times...
You want to get a ticket for both shows, maybe.
A lot of times her show involves her toy carrot, and that's a big part of her show.
You can't just say that out loud while she's sitting there.
And other times, the show involves her barking, biting softly. She never bites hard.
Play biting.
Playing and twirling and... just putting on a show. She understands what a show is because I've trained her to do that.
Well, excellent. I think she's trained you.
Well, that could be.
Uh-oh.
Alexa didn't like that.
Guess not.
I don't know that.
Alexa, stop.
What caused that?
I don't know.
That's creepy to me. I'm just having a conversation.
She must have heard something. She's hearing it all the time.
Well, sure she is. And who knows where it's
why
going?
Why she needed to respond, I guess.
Who knows where it's going?
I don't know.
It could be going to an enemy of mine.
That do you have enemies?
They're working up something to have me taken away or something.
Do you have enemies?
Of course I do.
You do?
Unfortunately, yes.
Will you tell me off the air who some of them are? I don't have enemies, I don't
think.
Here's
the thing about my life, because it's been spent in Wichita's public eye. It's not like I'm a national figure, but I'm fairly well known in Wichita. And when you do things that get notoriety, like being a sports columnist.
Yeah, but that's different.
A lot of people didn't like me.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm talking about you have people that are actually holding grudges and that
sure.
You maybe hold grudges against.
And a lot of people don't like the way League 42 operates. Not a lot. A very few. But they're loud. And they don't mind making their opinions heard. And to them I say, to hell with you.
Why do they get to?
Well, they I don't know. But what I say to those people is, too bad. Because League 42 is a culmination of many, many years of thought, and then many, many people joining forces to make something happen. And these people are doing, and I'm one of them, doing the best we can. Doing the very best we can to make this work for kids.
Is there, do you feel threatened by any of your enemies?
No. Of course not. What do you mean threatened?
I mean, will they...
Like physical violence?
Yeah, is that...
No.
So it's just...
they're just pains in the ass.
Emotional.
You ever been around a pain in the ass?
Huh.
Yeah, well, I have.
I surround myself with only wonderful humans.
Well, you haven't been... Listen, you've got a good life, but you haven't, you know, you haven't been out there rubbing people the wrong way.
Nor do I hope to. Not that I am opposed to it, but it's just I don't.
When you write a sports column, you're going to rub some people the wrong way.
That's fine. I mean, I don't care.
When you sports
opinions.
When you are the head of an organization, you rub people the wrong way.
Well,
they think they could do it better.
That has a little bit bigger stakes, but still.
And maybe they could, but they're not. So it's you can talk all day.
They couldn't. That's.
I don't
they
know
might
if
be
they
able
could.
To run their own league better than, but they can't run yours.
I don't view it as mine.
Well, you started the league.
I started the league. I'm the founder, but I don't view it as mine. There's too many others that are invested in it as well.
I mean, Wendy's was Dave Thomas's
at some point,
even though there was certainly many others. He was the face of the organization.
Rock started McDonald's.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
The McDonald brothers. He basically...
Nah, Ray Kroc.
He stole from them.
I need to watch that movie.
Have you watched
it? You sure about that?
Yeah. Have you seen The Founder?
No.
It's good. You should watch it.
Maybe that's what I'll do tonight. Although, I got to start catching up on these Emmy shows.
Yeah, you better.
I'm going to write them all down.
Don't do something you want to do. Do something you feel obligated to do.
No, I'll do something I want to do. And I want to do that. I know you find that hard to believe. But that's where I get enjoyment.
We got a big weekend, sort of.
Eh.
Wind surge back in town. We get a couch delivered on Friday.
What kind of couch you getting?
Yeah, it's just luxurious.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Bob Mills.
Sectional?
Yeah. Kind of goes outward, turns around, comfortable.
Really?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, there you go. Finally spending some money.
Yeah, it was fun to go to Horton's and try to talk them into deals, but we couldn't make those work.
I don't really need any furniture. I think I'm set.
Well, we needed a couch.
What I'm getting is a new kitchen remodel.
And the ladies are headed out of town Saturday.
Where are they headed?
I don't remember. Colorado, Oklahoma, somewhere.
And you're not going with them?
No.
All right, time for a break. 869-1240, that's the IHOP hotline. It's the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
You're irritating.
Yeah.
And I can't be the only person you irritate.
Well, that says more about them than me, I think.
Does your wife indicate any irritation with you ever?
She gets irritated by me plenty.
What about your daughter?
Nah, not really. She gets me. She understands, I think.
Are you popular in your workplace?
I don't know. I'm pretty quiet, but I don't think anybody actively dislikes
me. Do people come and talk to you?
Oh, goodness, no.
Do you hang out with anybody?
No, not really. I'm just the guy around the office who's nice, you know, never upset, never angry, never going to criticize anybody.
What do you think I was around the office?
You're a little...
If you had to guess.
You're a little more vocal.
A little. I certainly made myself heard.
Yeah.
And I was a guy that mixed it up.
I'm usually a go-along-to-get-along type of person. Not always, but most of the time.
I made an attempt to get to know people in other areas.
What do you mean? Like, there's other areas of the newsroom?
Yeah, and other areas of the whole paper. We had at the Apex, we had 700-plus employees at the Wichita
Eagle. Crazy.
In a three-story building that was packed. Just packed to the gills.
Floor three.
Couldn't turn around.
For life.
Actually, a four-story building. The archives were kept on the fourth floor. And I went up there a few times.
Wouldn't that make it three stories? Isn't the first level zero, basically?
No, four stories.
I don't know. I don't think so, but you never know.
There's a first story, a second story, a third story, and a fourth story.
But the first floor is ground level.
Yeah, then there's a second floor. That's the second story.
That's the first story.
No,
it's not. One story tall.
You're wrong.
If you had a foundation, you wouldn't call that a one-story building.
You would.
No, you wouldn't.
Of course you would.
No.
That's a story.
No.
Well, I can't believe I'm having this conversation with you.
No, a story is not a level. A story is a height.
Jeff, when you're at a building and you want to count how many stories, you start on the second story?
No, I start on the second floor.
You do?
Yeah.
You really do?
Because the first floor is ground level.
You really start on that store. Sorry.
Yes, to have a two-story home, it's not upstairs, right? You have a one-story home. Two stories.
No, I have a bi-level home.
Whatever. But if it was one set of stairs going upstairs, that's a one-story home.
That's wrong.
No, it's not. And if you
Max,
go,
please get on.
And if you go up another set of stairs,
Max,
for a third level,
I rarely ask you for a lifeline.
That's a two-story home.
I rarely ask you for a lifeline. But I need you, Max. I mean, come on.
What?
Are you hearing Jeff?
Yes, I do.
Well, correct him.
Yeah, correct me.
What do you want me to correct him on?
There's nothing I'm wrong about.
That's his view.
Thank you, Max. He got
off the air, Max. Now never
that's
come
my
on
view,
again.
So be quiet. Okay.
I never want Max on.
That's good.
No,
they don't pay me enough to be on the air.
All right, turn the mic off.
I got
that's your
view. That's my view. Get over it.
This isn't a viewpoint. This is an accuracy thing. My gosh! And you must be getting texts like crazy. Here's one I got. Your son's a moron. And I don't appreciate that, Jim.
You think
at all.
So?
Nobody calls you that. On my watch. Did you get a text?
No.
What are you looking at?
It's two stories the same as two floors. Building floors can be seen in building height and the number of floors. This doesn't answer the question.
Of course it does. It just doesn't answer the question you want.
No, it doesn't answer the question. There's no yes or no.
Well, that's because nobody's ever asked it. There are certain questions no one's ever asked. I wonder if that two-story building has two floors. No one's ever asked that.
Then what's a story?
A story. It's a lair. It's like a lair of a building.
But if you're on
the first lair is the bottom floor.
But if you're standing.
The second lair is the second floor.
But if you're standing on the ground level of the second floor, you are one story up.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
There's
the ground floor when you're standing
like
on it.
It's like a cake.
It's not a story.
A cake has layers, right?
Who has an actual?
What's the?
I want a carpenter right now to call.
What that you got a layer of a cake, the bottom layer. What do you call it?
The first layer, but
what do you call the next layer?
It's only a layer because it goes to the top of itself.
What do you call the next layer of the cake?
First layer.
No, you call it the second layer.
I don't. You might.
Well, as Max might say, that's his view.
That's my view.
And Max, that was.
And you're gonna have to learn to love it.
In fact, Max said he doesn't get paid enough to have an opinion. If Tony Dusing's listening, our program director,
you think
director,
I get paid too much? To
I
have
want
an
you
opinion?
To dock Max's pay.
Okay, that works.
Well, there you go. Max is off the air.
He said something, but he's not on the air.
Okay, whatever.
Well, that's my
view. I can't believe some of the debates we have, which I'm frankly, I'm above them. I'm two stories above some of these debates.
Well, I don't know.
I shouldn't even be having them. I don't need them in my life. They're below me. They're beneath me. Much as if you're on the 18th floor of a building and those 17 floors, that's about how many floors beneath me this debate is.
See, that's a...
You're dying, aren't you?
Somebody said think hotels. Second floor equals second story, but that's fine. But it has to be a floor
When are you going
to
admit you're wrong?
But it has to be a floor to be a story.
When are you going to admit you're wrong?
If you have a ceiling...
What do you call the first floor?
The ground level.
Anytime you enter a building, you're entering the first floor of a building.
The ground level of a building.
Right? That's the first story.
It might be synonymous. The first floor.
They're the same thing. First floor, first story. They're the same thing.
I don't see it like that.
First layer, first floor, first story.
That's not my view.
And your views are ridiculous.
I have a different view on this.
Well,
and I'd like you to respect it.
And you're wrong. Now, see, you've basically
admitted
you're wrong.
I've not heard from someone.
You know why?
Official.
Because they don't want to.
I'm begging you to sink to my level, folks. And just, if I'm wrong, explain exactly how I'm wrong.
It's beneath them.
Fine. I'm asking them to
sink
all the way down.
There's no floor beneath where we are right now. We're on the bottom floor.
Right. We're in the basement.
Right.
We go up. We're on the ground level.
We're on the first floor.
And then we go up.
Then we're on the second floor.
But we're still only one story up.
It's a bi-level. We're going to make some British Open picks. Last time we did this for the U.S. Open, man, what a bloodbath that was.
I don't remember that.
But we're going to go ahead and do it for this tournament that's coming up this weekend. And we'll flip the coin.
I'm going to go first.
Royal Troon, the site.
Am I allowed to go first this time?
Well, we always flip.
Well, let me get a coin flip thing up here. All right, call it.
You call it.
Tails. What is it?
Heads.
You going to go first or second?
Well, I went second last time and just dominated.
Okay.
But I'll go second.
All right, I'm going to take Rory.
Well, good for you. I'll take Scheffler, who I think is primed, and Morikawa. You got to love those picks.
Not really. Two Americans, I'm not feeling it. I'm going to take Ludvig Åberg.
You love that guy.
He is my guy.
Which is ridiculous.
Reminds me of former WWE wrestler Ludvig Borga.
Next.
And Tyrell Hatton.
That's almost funny. Why Tyrell Hatton?
Just feel it. Just feel something with him.
Huh. I'm going to take DeChambeau, who's playing well, and Schauffele.
Thank you.
Thank you?
Yeah. I didn't want either of those guys.
Who do you have?
We're taking seven, by the way, like last time, and four have to make the cut. I'm going to go with my guy, Tommy, don't call me Mick Fleetwood.
Okay, next.
And he's European, right? I'm going to stick with the theme and take Shane Lowry.
I'll go with the big names, right?
You might as well.
Rahm and Koepka. Yeah, you got to load it up with the big stars.
He could.
You have two picks left.
I have two left before your final pick. And I'll always believe in my live guys, Hideki Matsuyama.
You almost said Matsui.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Matsuyama.
You about messed that up.
And out of the great country of Australia, Cam Smith.
Cam Smith. You keep going to that well.
You picked him last time, I believe.
No, I didn't. My final pick.
Yeah, you did.
Is Victor Hovland.
Oh, why didn't I take him? Can I have him? And
so I have Scheffler, Morikawa, DeChambeau, Shoffley, Rahm, Koepka, Hovland.
What do you want for Hovland?
Nothing. I'll give
you.
I got him.
I'll give you Matsuyama for
give
him.
Give me Rory for him.
Nah.
Who are yours?
McIlroy, Åberg, Hatton, Fleetwood, Lowry, Matsuyama, and
well,
Smith.
I'm gonna kill you,
guys. You know exclusively by their last names. Or I could
bet
go.
You, I'll bet you $50 I win this.
No.
Going away.
I'll bet you some cookies or something.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, there's no way you're winning.
I'll win. Roy will win the thing. And we'll be good.
Well, I kind of hope he does, but, I don't know. I'm looking forward to getting up early and watching it. And you got to get up early.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to get up early and watch it. I'm not going to watch it, period. So
it's over.
It won't be a big problem for me.
It's over by noon on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a tough time zones work.
So I'll be up at 8 o'clock Sunday morning
really?
Watching this baby. Sure.
8 o'clock? Goodness.
Yeah, I like watching it.
I'm usually up before 7 and then back in bed by 8 and up at 10.
Well, I'll take a nap Sunday. Although we do have Cardinal baseball in Atlanta, of all places, to open up the post-All-Star portion of the schedule.
Yeah, we got the Padres.
Paul Skeens last night. He looks the part.
Yeah, no question about it.
Is he, if you had to bet right now, Paul Skeens, yes or no? For 20-1 odds, would you have him in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Really?
Too much.
20-1 odds?
Too much can go wrong. And Hall of Fame is exclusive.
20-1.
I mean, if he stays healthy, then it's probably.
Wouldn't you lay it? Wouldn't that be a good one to lay down?
20-1 odds, I'd probably take.
Wouldn't that be a good one to lay down $1,000 on and say?
Well, if I had $1,000, I certainly would consider it.
And say, man, let's see. If I was a younger man, I'd do that.
I don't know what
FanDuel. What are the betting odds on that?
I don't know if that's a future.
Shouldn't you be able to do that? That's a long time in the future, however.
Yeah, who knows if we'll even exist by then. I don't think you can go that far out.
Probably not. It wouldn't really make sense if you could, would it?
Not really.
But
that's
it's
just,
an interesting
that's just
thing
like
to
giving
think
giving away
about.
Your money. Yeah, I don't see any kind of odds.
All right. In the amount
He's
of time.
Plus 850 to be the rookie of the year.
In the amount of time we have left, and we don't have much, let me go down those who played in the game last night for the American League, and you tell me if they'll be in the Hall of Fame someday. Just off the cuff. Stephen Kwan.
Yes.
No, absolutely ridiculous.
3,800 hits, he'll probably
Riley Green.
No.
Gunnar Henderson.
Yes.
Corey Seager.
Yes.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Yes.
Juan Soto.
Yes.
Anthony Santander.
No.
Aaron Judge.
Yes. Jaron Duran. No.
Yordan Alvarez.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, he'll hit 480 homers or something and get in.
David Fry.
Probably.
Come on, don't be stupid. Willie Castro.
No.
Jose Ramirez.
Yes.
Come on, man.
He's going to get in.
Come on.
He'll get in, trust me.
Isaac Paredes.
No.
Vlad Guerrero Jr.
I believe he'll turn it around and figure it out, so yes.
Josh Naylor.
Duh.
Say no.
Canadian, American, just put him in all the halls.
Adley Rutschman.
I'm going to say no.
Really?
I don't know, maybe.
Salvador Perez.
Oof, yes.
Marcus Semien.
No.
Jordan Westberg.
No.
Corbin Burns.
Yes.
Tarek Skubal.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, he's like 20.
Tanner Houck.
No.
Garrett Crochet.
No.
Mason Miller.
No.
Cole Reagans.
No.
Seth Lugo.
No.
Kirby Yates.
No.
Emmanuel Clase.
100%.
Come on.
Yeah, we got five future Guardians in. That's crazy.
National League. Cattell Marte.
No.
Ryan McMahon.
No.
Shohei.
Yes.
Marcelo Zuna.
No.
Trey Turner.
Yes.
CJ Abrams.
No, maybe. Yes.
Bryce Harper.
Yes.
Elliot Ramos.
No.
William Contreras.
No.
Christian Yelich.
No.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
Pete Alonso.
No.
Ellie De La Cruz. Let's
yes.
end on that one. Boy, you're really buying into that future. Thanks for listening today, everyone. We were happy to talk with Connor Frankamp of the Aftershocks and Mike Furches. We'll be back tomorrow. Adam Teicher, Chiefs coverage for ESPN.com, will be among our guests. See you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.